You know, you've heard that song before, Simon and Garfunkel's song, Like a Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And that song encourages us to have this bridge over troubled waters. Well, church, there's an old spiritual that actually has some better advice. It says this: wade in the water, children. God's gonna trouble the waters. And I want to give you a bit of background to understand the wisdom of the spiritual and why the modern folk song is perhaps less advisable. You see, we always want an easy way out. And someone says, just give me this bridge over troubled water. But the spiritual says, no, wade in those waters. Because church, if you look at scripture, every time God would trouble the waters, there was a blessing on the other side. And Israel, the people of God, and even in the New Testament, anytime God would trouble the waters, it was a sign of blessing. Now, just go back to the very beginning of the Bible. Scripture says that the earth was a formless void, and the waters covered the face of the deep. And it says that the Holy Spirit came and brooded over the waters and made them the wellspring of all life. You can read it in the first chapter of Genesis. It simply describes that the Lord troubled the waters. The book of Job put it this way, that when God formed the oceans, the Lord God said to the sea, thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stopped. In creating, troubling those waters and moving them back and creating the land for us, God gave us a place to live. So God troubles the water, and out comes blessing, land for us to live on. I'm mindful of another time that God troubled the waters. It is said that wickedness had grown so widespread on the earth that it was literally consuming the earth, and so God said he needed to cleanse his creation. And he called Noah and his family to build an ark, to, if you will, become the seedbed of a new world. God troubled the waters, cleansed the earth, and made a new beginning of goodness. God troubled the waters, and a blessing, cleansing, came to this world. Another time, we're more familiar with this story too. The people of Israel were enslaved for 400 years in Egypt. And the Lord finally moved their Egyptian slave masters to let them go. And they were going, and yet here it seems that Pharaoh changed his mind and sent his chariots and charioteers after them. And God said to Moses, now take the staff in your hand and trouble the waters of the Red Sea. And those waters parted. And Israel went through, didn't even get their toes wet. On the other side, the enemies were coming after them. God said to Moses again, one more time, take the staff in your hand and trouble those waters. And their enemies were swallowed up. And so when God troubled the waters, the people came out of slavery and into freedom. and their enemies were put down. You see, church, every time God troubles the waters, there come blessings. It may be a terrifying moment. Imagine yourself, Noah in the ark, troubled by those waters, and yet blessing came on the other side. Imagine yourself at the Red Sea, terrified, and yet God said, wade in the water, children. I'm going to trouble these waters. They're going to part for you, and you'll come out free, and your enemies vanquished. When God troubles the waters, there's blessings. But I'm not finished yet. They were in the desert. There was no water. Did God bring us to this desert to die of thirst? Well, you know the answer to that, church. No. God said to Moses, again, take the staff in your hand and trouble the waters. And suddenly they began to gush forth from the rock, and the people had water to drink. When God troubles the waters, the blessings flow. Well, one day they came to another well in the desert, and the water was bitter, brackish, not able to be drank at all. They called the place Marah, which means bitter. But God said, Moses, trouble these waters. Take some wood, some gopher wood, and throw it into the water. Trouble that water. And Moses troubled the water. And once again, blessings came. And the water was sweet and drinkable. I'm mindful in the New Testament that there was a pool called Siloam, just outside the gates of Jerusalem, and those who were lame and sick would lay by the side of that pool. Every now and then the angel of God would come and trouble the water, and the first one in got healed. So it is when God troubles the water, there comes blessing. And here, church, what I'm about to tell you is perhaps the most troubled water of all. Because it is said that when Jesus died on the cross, they thrust a spear into his side, and there came forth blood and water. Jesus troubled the waters of his own soul, and blessings came. You see, every time God troubles the water, there comes forth blessing. And this final example, the blessing of salvation. And so it is today that Jesus stands at the River Jordan and says to John, I must trouble these waters to make them a source of blessing. Oh no, says John, not you. I should baptize you. But the Lord says, let it be so for now. And Jesus walks into the waters, troubles those waters, and ever since, they've been the source of our own baptism. You see, don't build a bridge over troubled waters. Wade in the water, because God is going to trouble the water. But remember, it may seem terrifying at times when God troubles the water, but there's always a blessing on the other side. It takes faith and trust sometimes to wade into troubled waters. But when we do, there's a blessing. So the first lesson today is this lesson of our baptism. That is, from troubled waters that blessings come forth. Because we're baptized into Christ's death. We're baptized into his cross. But on the other side of his death, hallelujah, church, resurrection. On the other side of his cross, glory. From cross to crown. From death to life. We are told today to accept the waters of baptism. And in baptism, we die with Christ, so that we may live with him.
If there are troubles and struggles in your life,
we all want relief, I understand. But there's a time for us also to say that I glory in the cross of my Lord Jesus Christ. And that if I can just share in his passion, I will share in his glory. No, not a bridge over troubled water, but to wade into those troubled waters and find blessing on the other shore. Just a final description this evening of some of the blessings that the Lord gives us in baptism. Because this text says that the Lord came to us, and as he was baptized, it says here in the text that the Lord was baptized. On coming out of the water, he saw the heavens being opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending, and a voice saying, "You are my beloved Son. I'm well pleased with you." So first of all, notice, the heavens are opened. Church, did you hear that? Adam and Eve had to leave paradise. But now, because Jesus troubles the waters, and because waters were troubled at our baptism, now the heavens are open. We once again have a way back to God. Through our baptism, through which Jesus' saving work touches us, we have a way back to God. So the heavens are open. It says here that the Spirit, like a dove, descended on Jesus. And church, the Spirit descends on us. What is the Holy Spirit of God? The Holy Spirit of God is that third person of the Blessed Trinity who comes to live in us like a temple. And we begin to share in the very life and love of God. So you see, baptism does more than wash away our sins. But it gives us the very life and love of God within us. So that we can be completely transformed. And the final thing that the text says is, the Father's voice was heard, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And so it is that on the day of your baptism and mine, the Lord took you for a son, you for a daughter. You became a member of God's household, God's family. You became an heir to the kingdom of heaven. If we are faithful, church, we will be able to inherit all of heaven's blessings, to share in them even now. So church, there's a blessing tonight. By all means, do not build a bridge over troubled water. The world wants an easy way out. But the Lord says, no, not a bridge over troubled water. Wade in those troubled waters. Because every time God troubles the waters, there are blessings on the other shore and on the other side. It takes faith. It takes courage. It takes perseverance. But wade in the water, children. God's gonna trouble the water. Amen.